the knock-on effect of Enniskerrin not being in a position to put infrastructure in place, and particularly in rural areas, is that it's putting untold pressures on the towns. Planning is dependent on, obviously, water and wastewater services, and Enniskerrin can't do that. They're forced into the town. We had a meeting there with them recently again, and all of the councillors had a significant number of questions to ask him. We didn't get no answers on the day. They said to respond back to us. As of today, I have yet to receive any answers to the questions that I put. There needs to be a reset by Enniskerrin and government policy. They need to allow more development in rural areas, and the government needs to finance and invest more in Enniskerrin to allow them to do that.
A special plenary meeting this week agreed a number of draft variations to the county development plan. The planning committee meeting this week was briefed on those variations. Those variations are going to be considered in Dublin, considered again by council, but ultimately they're going to be dependent on answers coming from Enniskerrin with regards to the availability of water infrastructure.
That will be the final line on it, and Enniskerrin has a big role to play in future planning applications and development of our towns and cities, and indeed our rural areas. Just at the planning meeting, we asked that there will be a positive response from our executive going to the Office of the Planning Regulator and obviously onwards to the Minister, so that we would have a positive request for those alterations to be accepted, and hopefully we would get the necessary investment then